DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s. For Saturday, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Thursday. A 22-year-old Southeast Kansas man who was a school bus monitor has admitted to sexually abusing an elementary school student. Jacob Quentin Bryant of Arma, Kansas, pleaded guilty this week to rape and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The Pittsburgh Sun-Times reports investigators determined that Bryant abused a Northeast Elementary School student on a bus in November of last year. Bryant faces up to 19 years in prison when he's sentenced on the 31st of October. Kansas Republican congressional candidate Jake LaTourneur has hired the former campaign manager of U.S. Representative Steve Watkins, his opponent in the race for the GOP nomination in the 2nd District. LaTourneur announced yesterday that Pat Leopold will be a consultant for his 2020 election race. LaTourneur dropped out of a campaign for the U.S. Senate last week and entered the 2nd District congressional race to challenge Steve Watkins. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at Augusta Municipal Airport. With the $500 rebate available from the federal government for your ADS-B installation, the mad rush is on. And at Heartland Avionics, we have two of the most popular brands pre-wired and ready to go, minimizing your aircraft's downtime. Heartland Avionics is also a certified dealer for many other ADS-B installation options. Call Heartland Avionics or learn more at iflyaugusta.com.
Authorities have found a body and submerged vehicle in a northeast Kansas lake. The Kansas City Star reports that the Miami County Sheriff's Office and firefighters responded yesterday morning to Hillsdale Lake after a fisherman reported seeing the body floating in the water. The body was pulled to shore and divers found the vehicle underwater near a boat ramp. The Miami County Sheriff's Office says no foul play is suspected in the man's death. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for Rural Water District No. 1 in Kingman County. KDHE officials issued the advisory because of a loss of pressure from a water line break. KDHE says persons under the advisory should follow the usual precautions of boiling water for 1 minute before drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. And forecasters say there's chances of thunderstorms today in southeast and east central Kansas, but that'll be followed statewide tomorrow by cooler temperatures. Mid-America Network News.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A lockdown and search at Nebraska's largest prison has unearthed a variety of drugs, homemade weapons, and other contraband. Prison officials revealed yesterday some of the items found during last week's lockdown at the Nebraska State Penitentiary. The list includes the synthetic drug K2, which officials say has helped fuel a recent increase in assaults. Prison staff also discovered makeshift tattoo machines, syringes, lighters, and a cell phone hidden inside a tablet computer. Corrections Director Scott Frakes says the search yielded the types of items he expected, but the quantity and variety of contraband shows him the effort was worth it. The Nebraska State Capitol will close to the public on Saturday to make way for work on the building's water system. The Nebraska Capitol Commission says the building will remain closed all day, but will reopen for public tours on Sunday at 1 p.m. Mid-America Network News.
You gotta love a filet mignon. A simple statement of succulence. Just a straightforward steak so tender your taste buds won't believe its name. But don't be put off by a little French, because mignon, well, that's just fancy talk for mouth-watering. That's the filet. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Kansas Farm Bureau has served farm families in rural Kansas for more than 100 years. We're pleased to offer new health care coverage choices for Kansans in 2020 through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. No matter what stage of life you're in, we'll have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information, including the different plans available, or to get a quote, visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at Monday's meeting approved revised plans for another phase of ADA ramp improvements to several city intersections. The bid for waterline improvements along Laramie from 15th to 20th Streets was rejected, coming in some 35% higher than engineers' estimates. It was decided to couple that work with an adjacent project next year and rebid over the winter in hopes the costs could come in closer to estimate. Consensus was to move forward with a grant-funded project at 7th and Broadway that will smooth the transition surface of the street. It was reported the housing study being coordinated through Kansas State University was complete. Work continues on the urban planning component, as well as development ideas for the 7th Street corridor north of U.S. 36. A class of some 40 students will visit Marysville, meeting with residents, business owners, and nonprofits in October, and will return with concept ideas to be presented at a public meeting November 6th to share their findings and ideas. Mayor Carla Grund shared a letter from the Kansas League of Municipalities noting that any council member may attend a committee meeting, but only those appointed to the committee would be allowed comment so as to avoid a serial meeting, which is prohibited under the Kansas Open Meetings Act. The clarification was sought at the city's request. Washington County USD 108 School Board meeting Monday rejected an offer from Lynn to consolidate the two high school football programs. A combined team would increase enrollment numbers, forcing play at the 2A level. Washington County currently has the option of 8-man or 11-man 1A competition. Concern was also expressed with the lack of a firm commitment of numbers from Lynn as to the number of participants expected. A Washington County student survey showed 23 of 27 opposed to a merger. The decision leaves the matter of football at Lynn in doubt, although the school did file with the State Activities Association intentions to field an 8-man team next year. This year, the team currently has 8 members. A 6-man option was also brought up, the challenge being with a limited number of competitors. It was noted that other rural Kansas school districts are facing the same challenges. On Monday, September 16th, Nemahal Central Schools, in conjunction with Seneca Police, Nemahal County Sheriff's Office, Kansas Highway Patrol, Nemahal County EMS, Seneca Fire Department, Nemahal Valley Community Hospital, and Emergency Management will be conducting a hands-on mock casualty drill. From 10 a.m. until about noon Monday, volunteers will be acting out a school violence scenario that will encompass Nemahal Central and the surrounding area extending to the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. There will be additional traffic and commotion around the school, hospital, and streets connecting. Residents are urged, if possible, please avoid travel in that area Monday from 10 until noon. Last Friday, the Morroville and Washington Fire Departments were dispatched for a baler on fire at 13th and Jade Roads. Patsy R. Ratliff, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral services Saturday, 10:30 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Patsy Ratliff. Leo Jim Schramm, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Saturday at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 10 a.m. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Leo Jim Schramm. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, sloppy joes, baked beans, pea salad, and cantaloupe. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, a wheat roll, and cherries. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High cross country team at Fort Riley this afternoon. High school tennis team at Topeka. The JV tennis teams at Manhattan. 7th and 8th grade football teams will host Fort Riley. KNDY News time is 7:15.
It's the United Bank and Trust homecoming tailgate party this Friday. Before you watch the Bulldogs tame the Tigers of Clay Center, head on down to the city park for some tailgating fun. There'll be free food and prizes, entertainment, and more. It all begins at 5 p.m. Sponsored by United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life.
If you miss Sancho's and Taco Burgers from the Fiesta La Grande, you are in luck. Come to the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville on Thursday from 11 to 3 and eat your fill of burritos, Sancho's, and those Taco Burgers. Then grab some seasoning packets so you can make more. Proceeds benefit RSVP of Northeast Kansas, and the Sancho's benefit your taste buds. This Thursday only, pre-order on the RSVP of Northeast Kansas Facebook page.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have this low pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, a warm front extending into Minnesota, Wisconsin, on over into Michigan, and a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. This whole entire low will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. This is going to bring our area, the central parts of the Midwest, some showers and thunderstorms, and some of that could linger into this evening. Otherwise, we're going to see quiet weather as we head into tomorrow with more chances of storms for the weekend. Temperatures, we are going to see a warm up as we head towards the weekend as well. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight could see a spotty storm early, clear skies overnight in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, clear, isolated storms overnight, and Saturday storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 83. The average low, 59. Sunset this evening, 7:38. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Just a few sprinkles moments ago. ...74 degrees this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of September. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marburger's Shoe Store hopes everyone is able to make it out to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, September 11th to the 14th. Get the family together and come enjoy a parade, carnival, concessions, 4-H exhibits, kiddie pedal pull, and much more. From your friends at Marburger's Shoe Store in Humboldt. Looking for some fun? Sunmart Food Store wants everyone to grab friends and family and head to the Richardson County Free Fair starting September 11th through the 14th. Enjoy the 4-H exhibits, check out the carnival, shows, food, and more from Sunmart Food Store in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop Sunmart.
A wild card lead vanishes. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite losing all-star Christian Yelich for the season to a fractured kneecap, the Brewers didn't miss a beat, and Mike Moustakas celebrated his 31st birthday with style against Miami.
Swing and a high drive. Deep right. How about two on your birthday, Moose? A two-run shot for Mike Moustakas. And the Brewers have a 7-5 lead.
On WTMJ, he had five ribbies in the 7-5 win. They're now tied for the second NL wild card. A Brewers win meant tough luck for the Cubs in San Diego, who were clinging to a half-game lead in the wild card. They fall 4-0 to the Padres. In the American League, Francisco Lindor and Carlos Santana both homered in the Indians' 4-3 win over the Angels, but they couldn't gain ground on the A's in the wild card, who beat the Astros 5-3. NFL, Carolina and Tampa Bay will square off tonight, both seeking their first win of the season. Panthers defensive lineman Gerald McCoy spent 9 seasons with the Bucs before they cut him in May.
They know they know hard feelings. They got a common goal on their team, and we got a common goal. And their goal is to get to the Super Bowl. So ain't no friends when we step out there on Thursday.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick offered very little when it comes to the rape allegations against newly acquired receiver Antonio Brown.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements. And so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are.
A former trainer of Brown's alleges that he sexually assaulted her on 3 separate occasions. Team USA's 58-game winning streak came to an end after the Americans were ousted from medal contention in the quarterfinals 89-79 to France at the FIBA World Cup. The Frenchmen rallied from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit behind 21 points and 16 boards from Rudy Gobert. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Catch Bulldog football as Marysville hosts Clay Center. Kickoff at 7 live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Bulldog football on air, online, and on our mobile app. Listen to the area game of the week. Hanover hosting Donovan West. Kickoff at 7 live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Cook Trucking wants to salute all of our drivers and all the other truck drivers out there. These men and women sacrifice time with family so that America has access to the things it wouldn't without truck drivers. Thank you for all that you do for America. Safe travels from your friends at Cook Trucking in Odell.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. China this week announcing tariff exemptions for 16 U.S. products, but not for top agricultural commodities. China's Minister of Finance says the exemptions will apply to some anti-cancer drugs and lubricants, as well as animal feed ingredients of whey and fish meal. China says the exemptions are an effort to remove tariffs on products not easily sourced from countries other than the U.S. The exemptions are valid for 1 year, expiring September of 2020, and 12 products on the list are eligible for tariff refunds. The exemptions do include products used in piglet feed, difficult to source in large volumes from elsewhere. These exemptions do not include U.S. pork or soybeans, two commodities China has targeted in retaliation to U.S. tariffs. Some analysts view the move as a friendly gesture, but don't see it as a signal that both sides are readying a deal. The U.S. and China set to meet next month in D.C. to continue high-level talks. The European Union Ag Commissioner taking a new job, becoming the EU Trade Commissioner. Phil Hogan takes the place of Cecilia Malmström in November, according to Politico. Hogan will oversee trade talks with the U.S. and if the talks launch, pending a standoff over the inclusion of agriculture. Hogan will be tasked with developing retaliations against countries blocking the dispute settlement system for the World Trade Organization, including the U.S. Hogan appointed to the trade position by the European Commission President-elect Ursula von der Leyen, who said she'll be in Washington the moment she gets into office to discuss tariff threats with President Trump. Hogan says he's looking forward to helping von der Leyen pursue a strong and open fair agenda with trade, strengthening Europe's role as a global trade leader and adding trade as a policy priority for the European Commission. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good your Thursday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Eastern America Ag Network. Well, it was mixed numbers in the livestock as cattle show strength yesterday, though hogs closed lower. We'll start with the hogs as lean hog futures were down 57.5 cents to 255 in most contracts yesterday. Pork was left off a Chinese list of tariff exemptions of 16 U.S. products. The CME lean hog index was down another 76 cents at 62.99. The USDA pork carcass cutout value was up 46 cents yesterday afternoon at 72.45. The national average base hog value was down $1.50 lower at 47.27. Estimated federally inspected hog slaughter was at 1,457,000 head through Wednesday, which is up 117,000 from the same week in 2018. Live cattle futures posted $1.75 to 240 gains in the front months on the day. Feeder cattle futures were up 217 to 297. The CME feeder cattle index was 20 cents lower on September 10th at 137.17. Wholesale box beef prices were lower on Wednesday afternoon, tightening the Choice Select spread to 21.49. Choice boxes were down a sharp 5.49 at 219.89, with select boxes $2.58 lower at 198.40. The latter are down more than 5% since the Labor Day holiday. USDA estimated the week-to-date federally inspected cattle slaughter at 348,000 head, which is down 11,000 head from the same week a year ago. Now we take a peek at your grains. The September corn is at 349 and three quarters. That's up 1.5. December corn's at 362. That's up 2. Kansas City wheat for September's at 376 and three quarters. December wheat's at 400.5. That's up 2. Soybeans for September is at 854. November soybeans up 8.75 at 875 and a quarter. Soy meal for September's up 120 at 290.80. And soy oil for September's at 28.73. With your latest check of market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
It's that time of year again, and we hope to see you at this year's Kansas State Fair. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons, and this is our 43rd year at the fair, with the largest machinery display on the fairgrounds. We hope you take the time to visit us and see all the latest in farm machinery. Massey Ferguson, Gleaner, Kubota, Great Plains, Land Pride, Heston, Sunflower, and White Planter lines will all be there on the lot. Schmidt & Sons is also excited to be able to showcase our newest tractor line from AGCO, the Fendt Tractor. Stop in and see this revolutionary tractor and see what all the hype is about. We worked hard to showcase some of the best in the farm industry, so we hope that you will come visit us. We aren't hard to find. We're right across from the 4-H encampment building. Check out the special deals. Say hi and bring the kiddos to drive the motorized pedal tractor. As always, you can still see us at either one of our Schmidt & Sons locations at Mount Hope or Winfield. Find us on the web at schmidt.com. Down at Schmidt.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Coming up, we will hear why this woman says,
"Holy crap, I married a farmer."
After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Two of the biggest outdoor farm shows are now history, the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, and just before that, the Half Century of Progress Show in Rantoul, Illinois. And at that Rantoul show, there was a speaker by the name of Jolene Brown, who married a farmer and has made a living as a speaker talking about her marriage to that farmer. We talked to her just before her appearances at the Half Century of Progress.
Holy crap, I married a farmer. That is joy-filled lessons from Sisters in Agriculture. So they're going to hear things like, you know, during harvest, throw food at them, keep walking, do not make eye contact. Because when I do that presentation, I expect to see certainly a lot of women. But what I find is we have more men because we're talking about them. They're in the speech, and they want to know what we're going to say. And, oh, my gosh, the laughter that comes out in the rib poking.
Jolene Brown says, to be sure, there's a lot of humor involved, but marrying into a farm family can bring some challenges, especially when it comes to communication.
Well, and we're we're going to be talking about in-laws. We're going to be talking about the feeling of isolation. And if there ever is a year in 2019, that is the time when we need to laugh and pull together and have a timeout just for us. You know, Mother Nature's put us on one whale of a roller coaster, and I'm putting her on some hormone pills because I got to get her regulated. It's just been way too much. Then we deal with the tariffs and the trade and the politics and all the financial pressures out there. I think it's time that we renew, refresh, and restore ourselves. And that's exactly what's going to happen with Holy Crap, I Married a Farmer.
Renew, refresh, and restore certainly will work for farmers who have been around a while, but for farm families who are brand new at it, who don't have the age and the wisdom to draw upon, what about them?
Yes, we need the wise masters, you know, those who have ridden the roller coaster, and we sure did on our farm. So, but I also have to remind those of us who have been around a while that everybody needs to be able to tell their story. I was at an event last week, and I was talking with a farmer, and I could tell he was getting pretty down and, you know, trying to get his chin off the ground, and just I was listening to his story, and another farmer interjected, and he said, well, it could be worse. We could have been living through the Depression. And, you know, that shut down the conversation that minute. This young farmer needed a chance to tell his story. He needed to know that somebody cared about him and that he's not alone. So even though we think we may have the answers, we need to have the ears.
Jolene Brown had two sessions each day at the Half Century of Progress, and the afternoon title was
Stop the Fighting on the Way to the Funeral Home.
More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. Two-stage weaning can significantly reduce the stress caused by weaning and separation. In stage one, calves are fitted with calf wiener nose flaps to prevent suckling and left with mama for 4 to 10 days. In stage two, the calf wiener is removed and the cow-calf pair is separated. Research shows that calves wean in the two-stage process, vocalize 85% less, walk 80% less, and spent 25% more time eating than calves weaned through the traditional separation. See Valley Vet for preconditioning vaccines and dewormers.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Just a sprinkle or two earlier this morning. We've got some very small cells of precipitation pushing across the area. Might be a little activity moving to our north from the state line through Wymore Blue Springs up toward Beatrice. It's a very narrow band. Won't last at all very long. Little activity further south down Junction City, points south of that. But hit-and-miss showers, the order of the day, as a cold front moves in, ushering in moderate temperatures for the weekend. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings today include 12 Holstein steers weighing 3 to 3.5, 6 Holstein steers off grass, 4.5 to 6.50, 12 Holstein steers weighing in at 5 to 6, 13 weighing in at 5 to 6.50, 10 weighing in at 5 and a quarter to 5.50, 28 Holstein Angus cross steers, 5.5 to 6. 16 Holstein steers, 5.75 to 7. 40 black steers and heifers off grass, weighing in at 6.50 to 8. 40 black yearling steers and heifers off grass, 7 to 8. 120 black and crossbred heifers, 7 to 7.25. 23 black baldy steers and heifers, 7.50 to 8. 40 black steers, 8 to 9. And 150 black and crossbred steers off grass, 8.25 to 8.50. Those early consignment listings for Thursday's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. George Soler hit a pair of two-run homers among his career-high matching four hits, leading the Kansas City Royals to an 8-6 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. Adalberto Mondesi homered and had three hits, and Bubba Starling and Ryan O'Hearn also connected as the Royals beat Chicago for the fifth time in six games. The final game of that series with Chicago continues today. First pitch with the White Sox at 1:10. This afternoon, Sammy Watkins hauled in 9 passes for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns, pacing the Chiefs to a 40-26 rout of the Jaguars in last week's opener. Now the former number 4 overall draft pick will be counted on to pick up the slack following the loss of Tyreek Hill to a collarbone injury. Watkins had predicted a breakout season after having a productive, healthy offseason. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, spotlight on Southern and Diller-Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia.
Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away games, live on KNDY.
Any dog owner can tell you how attuned the animals are to our emotional states, and there may finally be some scientific evidence to prove it. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 12th, the 255th day of the year. Track and field legend Jesse Owens was born on this day, and Lassie debuted on CBS TV on this night in 1954. Pet owners have known for a long time that mammals are closely attuned to our emotional states, but now there is some scientific evidence that seems to confirm it. Swedish researchers have found that the hormone produced by the body in response to stress, cortisol, rises and falls in dogs in perfect sync with that of their owners. It's one of the first real confirmations that animals experience emotions. In times of anxiety, pets are a great source of comfort and warmth. It would seem that there is an emotional price for them as well. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Hitting weird kid in your high top shoes, sitting in the back of the class, I was just like you. Always left out, never fit in on that path you're walking in. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. Your buddies get their rocks off on top 40 radio, but you love your daddy's vinyl, old time rock and roll. Elvis Costello, Ray Wiley, Hubbard, and thank Jeff Tweedy.